Scripture reading is James chapter 1, 19 to 21. That's page 1881 in your pew Bible. I'll read the passage. I'll say this is the word of the Lord, and the congregation responds together saying, "Thanks be to God." And then after that, we'll sing together ancient words. The word of the Lord. Listening and doing. James says, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you." This is the word of the Lord. Let's stand together if you're able to sing ancient words. And children, maybe excuse me, last 6 Sundays. We've been following a sermon series entitled Christians in the World. We are called to be in the world, but not of it. We're called to be in the world as aliens and strangers. That means we are called to be in the world as different people. And we are different because we are grounded in the Word of God. In the Word of God preached every Sunday. So we talked about that. In the Word of God impressed, talked about as well in our homes, when we walk along the road, when we lie down, and when we get up, Deuteronomy 6. Yep, the Word of God changes us. The Word of God guides us, it transforms us, it turns us into aliens and strangers, which affects how we live in our world, in our world of wealth. We talked about that last Sunday. We live differently than the people of this world because our money belongs to God. He owns it. And so the Word of God has bearing on the way we deal with our wealth. We are in the world, but we're not of it. The Word of God also has bearing on the way that we communicate. It has bearing on the way we talk in the world. That's what this sermon is about. This sermon is entitled, How We Communicate in the World. We need to talk about this. Why? Well, for number one, because Christians are having a difficult time making their case for the gospel in this world, right? Our world is becoming increasingly hostile to us. In the media, Christians, especially evangelical Christians and or reformed Christians like ourselves, are portrayed as being closed-minded, bigoted, out of this world, and homophobic too. In our culture, anyone who holds that same-sex marriage is not a good idea is considered homophobic now. Somehow we're all painted with the same brush. So here's the question. How do we talk? How do we communicate? How do we communicate the gospel in this kind of a world today? It's not so simple. Congregation, I'm thinking that communication all around is not what it used to be. We're not good at communicating all around in our culture anymore. Just look at the last election. Personally, I'm a little bit embarrassed with the way our own politicians communicated in the last election. Somehow we are allowed to slander and speak terrible things about the candidates that we are at odds with. We don't allow our kids to talk like that around the supper table. We don't allow our kids to talk that way in school, do we? But somehow we are expected to behave that way in our politics. That's ridiculous, really. Just watching the debates on television among the politician. What? That's conversation? Somehow, we're not good at communicating anymore. It might be good to ask why that is. Why can't we talk very well anymore? Part of it might be because we are on our phones all the time. You look at the subway, you look at your train, hundreds of people. Nobody's talking to each other. We're all on our phones. Part of it, too, maybe it's because we live now in a very fast-paced culture of instant information. We don't need to talk anymore because it's all right there on Google. Instant information. It's all right there. Scholars and sociologists have noted that people today don't have much patience anymore to listen to a worked-out talk, a worked-out argument on, well, anything, really, which affects preaching. Sure it does. I'm part of a group of pastors who meet once a month or so to talk about preaching and ministry and stuff. We all noted the pressure, let's call it that, the pressure to make our sermons shorter, certainly cleaner and clearer, because in our culture, we don't have the patience anymore to listen to any kind of lengthy talk, which makes it difficult to preach on things like infant baptism. Sometimes we meet people who want a quick proof text for infant baptism. Where does it say in the Bible that children should be baptized? Give me a text. I need it now. Congregation, infant baptism isn't one of those things that gets explained in just 35 seconds. But in our present culture, there's this sense that if something can't be explained in less than 35 seconds, then it's probably not even true. Which, of course, is false. Most truths that are big and significant require time to explain. All big truths require significant thought. They require conversation. They require communication. So you know what we need to do? We need to develop better skills for talking. We need to learn skills for talking in a culture of communication breakdown. It's interesting that the Apostle James wrote in an environment where there was also communication breakdown. Obviously, his culture was different than ours, but then again, not totally. Like our culture, there was a lot of misunderstanding among people. There was a lot of arguing and quarreling. Lots of things were being said to each other that were not even true. And so there was a lot of slander going on. James addresses these kinds of things in his letter. I think of James 1, verse 26. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Or you take chapter 3, verse 9. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. You take chapter 4, verse 1. Oh, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from desires that battle within you? Reaching chapter 4, verse 11. Brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. So somehow, James' listeners were not communicating very well either. Maybe we can learn a few things from what James had to say to them. With that, we turn to our text. In our text, James lays out some wisdom, some guidelines on how to communicate in the world. Let's put the text on the screen. James says there, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you." James says there are a few things that we need to note, as we see on the screen, so let's note them too. When it comes to having a conversation with someone, when it comes to expressing something that is important, pertinent, dear to you, be it to a colleague at work, your children at home, or your wife, or whatever, three things. Number one, everyone should be quick to listen, says James. Yeah. Let's start there. This is a very good point. We need to be quick to listen. Why is this important? Listening is what builds trust, first of all, so that conversation can continue. This is what builds relationship. We all need to know that we're being heard. And so we all need to listen. If you're going to make a point about something to someone, even if you're going to present the gospel to someone, maybe even for the very first time, we need to know where the other person is coming from. What kind of faith life does that person even have? Maybe that person does have a faith life. We can't just make assumptions. We need to know where that person is coming from. So we need to ask questions first. We need to listen. And we need to listen carefully. If someone really does share with you, we need to listen what the person's really saying. What is he really saying? And what is this person not saying? Tone has a lot to do with things as well. Body language can have a lot to say as well. When someone says to you, "I'm not angry," what's he really saying? Right? Listening is especially important when you're having an argument. I'll tell you what Marianne and I do when we get into a really good fight. I'm glad to say that we don't have too many of these anymore. Maybe we're all just getting older and wiser. Or maybe it's because the kids are no longer in the home. Sometimes parents get into trouble with each other because of their kids, right? Mom said what? Right? I'm glad to say we don't have so much of that anymore. But when Marianne and I do get into a really good spat, what we invariably finally do is we go through this process of clarification. We seek clarification. I'll say, for example, "Marianne, let me tell you what I think you're saying. What you're saying is this, 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 and this." And Marianne can either say, "Yes, that's my point. That is what I'm saying." Or she can say, "No, that is not what I'm saying." But either way, at least we know if we're fighting about the same thing. We can't move forward unless we both know where we're coming from. Point number one, we need to be quick to listen. Everything starts there. Number two, everyone should be slow to speak, says James. Slow to speak. That means we will think about what we're going to say before we say it. And we're going to think about how we're going to say it. Some people, they think they don't need to do this. Some people think that they can say whatever they want and however they want to say it. This is my house. They just have to listen to me. If that's you, well, you know what? You're wrong, right? First of all, your house. This is my house. If that's what you're saying, your house, well, it's not your house. Psalm 24, verse 1 says that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, including your house. So your house belongs to God if you're anything of a religious person. And while it's true, for example, that children need to listen to their parents, it's not true that parents can say whatever they want. Colossians 3, verse 21, fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. The point is simple. We need to be slow to speak. We need to be thoughtful, respectful in what we say. We don't pound our convictions on people. No, we persuade. It's interesting that to help us receive the gospel, to help us accept the gospel, God gave us the Holy Spirit, right? Never does the Holy Spirit force the gospel on us. He doesn't pound it on us. I think of John 14, verse 26. Who is the Holy Spirit, according to Jesus? According to Jesus, the Holy Spirit is the paraclete. What's a paraclete? I learned this just from Alpha, just recently. The paraclete is someone who comes alongside of someone. He walks with us. The Holy Spirit is the person who comes alongside and urges us and persuades us to receive and to accept the gospel. And then he enters in. Our conversation needs to do the same. We don't force, we don't pound. We are careful, we are thoughtful, we are respectful, we persuade. We are always aiming for shalom. We're aiming for understanding. Not that we will always achieve that. Not that we will never have to say, you know what, this is far as I can go. I'm going to take my ground here. I'm going to be firm on this. Not that we can never do that. Sometimes we need to be firm. Sometimes we need to take our stand. But then that leads to point number three. James says, my dear friends, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Note what James says here. He doesn't say we're never allowed to get angry. Anger is not always bad. Jesus got angry. God is angry with our sin. Anger has its place. We are allowed to get angry. What James says is that we need to become angry slowly. Anger is something that needs to be under supervision. It needs to be under control so that it serves the good. So anger does have its place. I think of the justice system. Congregation, why do we have a justice system with the whole court thing and everything else? Why did God create that? It's to help maintain order as we try to communicate in situations of chaos. Take, for example, someone who commits a murder, and we're pretty sure that that guy over there did it. And so we're mad. We're all upset. We want to get him. But unless we do this right, we might create an even worse of a mess. That's why we have a justice system. And so the police comes along and puts that man under arrest. In due time, he appears before the court. In court, the lawyers lay their case before the judge and before the jury. And what does the jury do? The jury listens. They listen carefully. Is the guy guilty or is he not? They listen. And then after full deliberation, after full conversation, the jury gives its verdict. And if the man is found guilty, he then is punished. And he is punished in a responsible and in a just way, hopefully. People can be angry, and rightfully so. And the judge himself may also be very, very angry. But you'll notice it's controlled. What we're always after is order, so that there is shalom in the land. This is what the justice system is for. This is God's gift to us, by the way, to preserve healthful communication and proper decision making, especially in times when our emotions get too high. The whole thing is really an outworking of our text. So there we go. James says, my dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. What God wants is shalom, ultimately. Oh, to promote better communication skills among us. Oh, to remember all three parts of our text. You know, I've once read that good communication is like throwing a ball, playing catch, right? In order to catch the ball right, we also need to throw the ball carefully. And the back and forth we go. If we suddenly whip the ball at the other person, what happens? He only puts his guard up and the ball bounces off and falls into the ground and we're not playing catch anymore. Conversation is really exactly the same. We need to practice a kind of communication where our words go back and forth. We toss them, we catch them back. And the place where we ought to develop this first, it's the home. It's the home. Parents need to teach good communication skills to their children. Parents need to model good communication skills to their kids. Everything starts at the home. Even communicating the gospel starts at home. In Acts chapter 2, Peter talks about the promise of the gospel. In verse 39, Peter says, the promise is for you and to your children. And then to all who are far off, to all whom the Lord our God will call. The order is, it's to us, and then to our children, and then to all who are far off. Home provides the safe haven to practice this. Home provides a safe haven to get gospel conversation started and to keep it going. And so we need to talk. Aaron and Ashley, you need to talk. You too need to talk. All four of you in your family need to talk together. You listen. You offer your opinions. You can have a hot debate. No harm in that. It's all good. We all keep talking, just as long as we're quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Hey, it's through conversation that God works His grace in us to save. God works His grace through conversation, through words. Salvation in our hearts doesn't come out of nowhere. No, God uses certain means. He uses words. He uses conversation. James 1, verse 19 to 21. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all the moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Congregation, where does that word come from to save? It comes from preaching, no doubt, but it comes no less just through our conversation, just through talking, God works His grace in us to save. And so from there, we go out into the world. We go out as aliens and strangers in the world, in this world of communication breakdown. Now, we're careful in what we say. We're different. We're different because our talk, the way we talk, is different. We point to the truth. We speak the truth. We beg for a hearing because we have something good to say. But when we talk, we speak graciously, we speak lovingly, we speak carefully. We are quick to listen, we're slow to speak, and we're slow to become angry. But in all of this, we're planting seeds of faith. We're planting seeds of grace. And so we let our light shine for the spread of His kingdom in the world, but not of it, for God's glory. Amen. Let's pray together. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your blessings. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for the way in which You work grace into our hearts through the preaching of the word, but also in the way that we talk even at home. So I pray, Father, for our homes today again. We pray that we may have good conversation, that we may be quick to listen to each other, slow to speak, slow to become angry. We pray, Father, through all of this, we may understand the Word of God better and how it presents a better way to live in our world where there is so much chaos and lack of meaning, where people are lost. And so in our world of being lost, we pray, Father, that we may talk in a different way because we have something good. We know our God, and we know the kingdom is coming. And what better thing than to present than the gospel to our dark and lonely world. So bless, Father, even our communication. Bless our skills. May we all learn together as older people, as younger people, and even as children. We are aliens and strangers belonging to You. Hear our prayer. Bless us to that end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hymn and Response is hymn number 5.